Title: Peshe Sci-Fi FX in Ableton Live 12 for Breakbeat Science. Welcome. In this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're going to build playable Peshe style sci-fi FX for drum and bass break edits using only stock devices and sampling techniques. You'll learn how to take short sound sources, synth stabs, vocal chops, tiny break slices, field hits, warp and pitch them, add spectral and granular motion, resample tails, and turn everything into a compact instrument or drum rack with macro controls for quick performance. What you will end up with: 6-8 one-shot sci-fi FX created from your samples, a playable instrument or drum rack mapped across keys or pads so you can trigger FX cleanly over breaks, a macro-controlled FX chain with pitch, space, texture and filter mapped for fast musical tweaking. Step A. Gather and prepare your sources. Drop several short sources into audio tracks, one harmonic synth stab, a vocal vowel or chop, a tiny break slice, and a field or metallic hit. Choose sounds with clear transients or harmonic content. They respond best to pitch and spectral tricks. Set your live project tempo to your D&B tempo, for example 172 BPM, so warping stays musically consistent. Step B. Warp, reverse and pitch experiments. Open each clip and clip view and enable warp. For tonal hits, use Complex or Complex Pro for spectral stability. For very short percussive hits, use Beats mode. Try these transforms. Reverse the clip for a sweep. Stretch a 200-400 millisecond hit out to 1.5 to 2.5 seconds by dragging warp markers to create metallic tails, and transpose in clip view from around -12 to -36 semitones for deep textures or +12 to +24 for high bleeps. When you find a transformation you like, consolidate the clip so the start point is fixed. Step C. Resample the result for sonic glue. Create a new audio track and set its audio from to resampling. Arm it and record while you play back your processed material. This renders live effects and tails into one file. Trim and consolidate the recorded audio. You now have a rendered one-shot that includes everything you processed. Step D. Create playable one-shots in Simpler or Sampler. Drag the consolidated audio into Simpler, Classic mode, or into Sampler if you want deeper control. For one-shot behavior, turn warp off. Use warp on only if you need tempo sync repeats. Trim start and end to remove silence. Set adser with a very short attack, 0 to 10 milliseconds, medium sustain and a long release of 100 to 400 milliseconds to keep tails. Use transpose to tune the shot to your project key. Try plus or minus 12 semitones for variation. In Simpler's filter, choose low pass or band pass with cutoff around 500 to 3000 Hz and resonance around 10 to 30%, and map a small filter envelope amount, so you get dynamic sweeps. If you're using Sampler, add a subtle pitch envelope and an LFO at about 0.8 to 2 Hz for gentle drift or vibrato. Step E. Add granular and spectral motion with grain delay and spectral time. After Simpler, insert grain delay. Use grain sizes from about 40 to 120 milliseconds for coarser grains, and down to 10 to 40 milliseconds for metallic shimmer. Set spray to a small value, 0.05 to 0.20, for variation. Pitch the grains by plus for minus 6 to plus or minus 24 semitones for dramatic doubling, and keep dry slash wet between 10 and 40% so it supports rather than dominates. Add spectral time or echo for shimmering tails. Use low feedback, 10 to 25%, and dry slash wet around 20 to 35%. Experiment with spectral times, freeze and pitch controls to get metallic echoes. Step F. Texture and bit noise with frequency shifter, redux and resonators. Use frequency shifter for inharmonic ringing. Tiny frequency modulations of 0.1 to 3 Hz give slow beating, or shift by several hundred Hz for comb-like metallic tones. Use redux sparingly for lo-fi grit. Try 8 to 12 bits for a metallic artifact. If resonators are available, use them to emphasize specific partials. Place them on return so you can blend tuned ringing under the dry sound. Step G. Build a macro rack. Group the Simpler and its FX into an instrument rack. Map useful controls to four macros with clear ranges. 1. Pitch. Map Simpler transpose or pitch envelope amount. 2. Space. Map grain delay or spectral time dry slash wet. 3. Texture. Map redux or frequency shifter amount. 4. Filter. Map cutoff. Label each macro and set sensible min and max values so a single knob turn stays musical. Step H. Slice into a drum rack for breakbeat placement. If you have several processed one-shots, select them and use slice to new MIDI track. Choose slicing by transients for percussive hits or by beats for tempo-locked swells. Clean up the drum rack by removing unused chains and tune each pad. Now you can program these one-shots over breaks, triggering short hits at bar ends or layering them on snares for swoops. Step I, mix placement, sidechain and automation. Use an Audino effect rack on your FX master chain for collective control. For rhythmic integration, add a compressor with sidechain input set to your breakbeat track. Use a ratio around 3:1, fast attack of 5 to 15 milliseconds, and release between 50 and 150 milliseconds to duck FX behind loud hits, creating breathing movement. Automate macros, pitch, filter, space, across fills. For example, pitch up over a half bar to build tension into a drop. Step J, finalize and export. Once you're happy with the one shots, either freeze and flatten or export them as WAVs. Right-click a clip and choose Export Audio/Video to get 24-bit files you can reuse. Or keep the instrument rack if you want live tweaking. Parameter starting points to remember. Simpler attack 0-10 ms. Release 150-300 ms. Filter cutoff 500-3000 hc. Resonance 10-30%. Grain delay size 40-120 ms. Spray 0.05-0.20. Pitch plus or minus 6 plus 24 cent. Spectral time with low freeze and pitch shifts between plus 12 and minus 12 cent. Frequency shift or subtle HC movement or plus 300 to plus 800 HC for metallic ring. Compressor sidechain ratio 3:1. Attack 515 ms. Release 50-150 ms. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't overwarp tiny samples with Beats mode. It can produce ugly transient glitches. Use Complex or Complex Pro for tonal material. High pass most FX at 120 to 250 Hz to avoid low-end conflict with bass. Don't stack too many destructive processors. Commit intermediate results by resampling instead. Always resample tails. Start and stop recording early enough so delays and reverbs are captured. And when mapping macros, set ranges so a full turn is musically useful and not a jump from zero to extreme distortion. Pro tips: create multiple variants by changing only one macro between resamples so your kit stays cohesive. Slice by transients for percussive hits and by beats for atmospheric swells. Use subtle frequency shifting to add in harmonic metallic content without detuning the whole sample. Commit CPU heavy chains early by resampling to simpler for playback. Build velocity layers in drum rack, soft velocities for cleaner tails, hard for dirtier textures. Automate quick pitch jumps across 1/16 to 1/8 bars for classic Pesce style character. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes. Goal: make 4 playable sci-fi one-shots from a vocal chop and a synth stab. 1. Import the two sources into audio tracks. 5 minutes. 2. Warp and reverse the vocal chop and consolidate a 1 to 2 second tail. 5 to 10 minutes. 3. Pitch the synth stab down an octave, add grain delay and spectral time. Resample and consolidate, about 10 minutes. 4. Load both resampled clips into simpler, set adser and filter, add slight LFO pitch movement, 5 minutes. 5. Group each simpler into an instrument rack. Map pitch, space and texture macros, then slice both into a drum rack, 10 minutes. 6. Trigger on an 8-bar break loop, place one shots at bar ends and automate the pitch macro over the last bar, 5 minutes. Target outcome: a small kit of 4 cohesive Pesce-style effects you can play over a break. Recap: we covered a sampling workflow for Pesce sci-fi effects inside Ableton Live 12, choose and warp short sources, reverse and pitch them, resample to capture tails, load into simpler or sampler, add grain delay, spectral time and frequency shifter for metallic motion, build macroed instrument or drum racks, and place the FX musically with sidechain and automation. Commit heavy chains early, map macros with musical ranges, and organize your one shot so they're ready for performance or further production. Listen for the target characteristics: short articulate transients, inharmonic metallic tails, quick pitch leaps and controlled resonant peaks. Use the resample first approach to stay CPU friendly and consistent, and save presets so you can iterate quickly. That's it. Load your sources, experiment with one transformation at a time, resample, and build a playable kit. Have fun turning small sounds into big sci-fi moments.